Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Farrell is with us. Darren, the hope is alive, kind of.
Only just. Justin, the Republic of Ireland men's team beating Armenia 1-0. So those World Cup playoff, they're still alive, but as I said, only just. Evan Ferguson scored the only goal of the game in the 70th minute. Really good goal it was too, but to be honest, it was only after the visitors had a player sent off and we carved out that chance and a number of other chances as well, which we didn't take, which could prove costly by the end of this campaign.
So all our points have been against 10 men, that's the key, yeah?
This is it. Remarkable. It's the first win of the campaign and it takes us off bottom spot, Gavin, but the problem is, last night, Hungary scored a late equaliser in Portugal, 2-2 draw. Yes. Yeah, and that puts us in real bother, to be honest, because the Portuguese, if they'd won last night, they would have qualified, and not that they were going to ease up coming to Dublin next, but it probably will be a different Portugal, a more focused Portugal team than ever to get the job done. And then Hungary, still that point ahead of us in the standings. If they
that
get,
makes a big difference.
Well, they play Armenia.
Yeah.
And
So if they beat Armenia. Yeah. Even if we beat Hungary away, that's a big if.
Yeah.
And even if we get a draw against Portugal, yeah, it mightn't be enough.
There's a lot of, there's probably, I think it's a step too far for us. But look, at we're still in it, just about.
For a playoff.
Get some reaction from last night. Nathan Collins has been telling Adrian Eames why last night he felt was always going to be tough.
Yeah, that's all that matters. 3 points at the end of the day. We knew it was never going to be easy. They gave Hungary a real test there on Saturday, I think it was, and we knew it was going to be tough, but listen, I thought we were solid, we created enough chances and we got what we deserved.
The red card was a key moment, of course, in the game. They were reduced to 10 early in the second half and the onus was on Ireland, had chances. You had an effort pushed onto the crossbar. Dara O'Shea also went close and eventually Evan Ferguson came up with the goods. An important win overall, but what's the mood in the dressing room after that?
No, listen, it's a great win. I think we're all happy, you know. I think we're all excited for the next camp now. I think we're eager, you know. I think we want to keep this rolling. We know we had a good performance against Portugal, not the result we wanted. Result tonight was good, performance was decent, and we know we can do better. So when Portugal come here, it's not going to be easy for them. The fans are going to be behind us. We're going to be hard to beat, and hopefully we'll give them a right game.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Could easily have been 2 or 3 nil, which would have been
needed to be 2 or 3 nil.
Yeah, to be honest, just with goal difference. Ray Houghton is going to join us in the next hour here on the programme. England cruise to victory against Latvia, 5-0. They've confirmed their place at the World Cup finals next summer. They're actually the first European side to book their place and very, very comprehensive in the last couple of games. They seem to have finding their rhythm. The Irish women's international Megan Campbell has announced her retirement from football. She earned 57 caps for her country. And we were discussing this yesterday. Shane Ryan, the retired Irish swimmer, going to be part of this controversial Enhanced Games. Well, he has defended his decision to take part in that event. It's going to be athletes next May. They're going to be allowed to take banned performance enhancing drugs under medical supervision. He says he's been telling RTÉ Sport that he signed up for financial reasons.
I am a retired athlete now. You know, I got retired. I stepped away from competing for Ireland, which I'm actually extremely grateful and honored that I was able to have that opportunity to represent Ireland. Not only one Olympics, but 3 Olympics and come away with multiple medals and, you know, be an inspiration to Ireland itself and do everything like that. But at the end of the day, it's like Olympic athletes don't get paid a lot of money. You know, it's like I was on 18,000 euro and that's below minimum wage for a whole year's worth of hours. And, you know, still had to, you know, a lot of that money either went to be part of the national squad or pay for a training camp or be, you know, it's we don't make a lot of money. And I did it for over a decade.
Shane Ryan there. More sport in an hour.